This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny and Haney on your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
Well, every team's different. You know, and I say this every week, you can't carry over points and you can't carry over yards, like an execution. Like, you know, what's that got to do with this week? They're really good, we're really good. We got to execute at a better clip. You know, we kind of saved ourselves at Cincinnati. We're really good in the red zone because we're able to run the football. And then when we're not, we have the equalizer in Lamar. And that's, you know, for us, we're lucky that way. And for them, it's like, okay, why are you good in the red zone? Because you stop people from running the ball.
I like the communication. I like him and Kaham taking charge back there, leading, directing, making quick calls, getting everybody on the same page, and then the competitiveness. Man, it was the same feeling, just because I honestly take a win over anything else. Like, obviously, selfishly, and what I'm responsible for is the defense, and, you know, we have to play well, and we know we have to play well to get to where we want to go. But I want to win the game. Ultimately, if we win the game, you know, that's all that matters. You know, the numbers, they matter in a sense. I'm not going to act like they don't, but the most important is a W.
Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator, talking with the media a couple of days ago ahead of this matchup tonight against the L.A. Chargers. Ravens favorite on the road yet again against a team with a better record than them 2 weeks in a row. But that's Zach Orr talking about, all right, Pittsburgh didn't really run amok against Baltimore. The Ravens did what they could to maintain. There weren't any moon balls that were detrimental to victory for the most part. So I guess to some level satisfied because they didn't get toasted like they have been a lot of the year, but, you know, ultimately frustrated because they didn't win the game. So you got to like that perspective. And also heard him talking about Ardarius Washington, pardon me, where it's him and it's Kyle Hamilton now. Yep. Eddie Jackson released over the weekend. So Ardarius Washington, and you heard of any him, Zach, we're talking about communication problems, no longer reality, maybe a little more aggressive in certain aspects of the game. But as Marcus Williams has fallen out of favor, Eddie Jackson went from a starter to being off the team in a matter of weeks. They're going to ride with Kyle Hamilton and Ardarius Washington, and we know he brings the effort, but size or lack thereof can be detrimental to him at times.
Yeah, it's detrimental to him when he's playing man coverage on a tight end. That's what I saw at training camp, because, I mean, they kind of swat him like a fly, you know. But he's got instincts. He's got all those things. And, you know, go back to the communication. I mean, Bob, you know, there's only one guy that was replaced. So, communication. I mean, I don't know what happened. What happened to Marcus Williams? I mean, all of a sudden he became a non-violent football player.
Liability.
I mean, it was crazy. Busts, not hitting. Who knows? Because when you watch Marcus Williams play and then you watch Ardarius Washington play, you know, I mean, if I'm the defensive coordinator, that's what we're expecting to have our free safety be doing. So, I don't know. So, Kyle Hamilton's going to be wearing the green dot, and he's been wearing it all year in practice. I guess you got to have a guy ready. So, to me, that's the most, that was the most logical guy, and that's what they're doing. So, I mean, Bob, Roquan Smith ain't playing. hamstring, hadn't practiced all week. I mean, we saw Mike Evans come back. He missed three games. So I don't think that Roquan will probably be back till after the bye, which will be a killer because, you know, they got Saquon Barkley next week.
Yeah, the hottest team in football coming into town next week. But if Roquan doesn't go, and we'll get the official injury report later in the show. Well, actually, we'll be off the air by then. We'll be at Green Turtle and Owings Mills.
Yep.
For Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, the pregame show brought to you by Rice, Mirth, and Pesaurus. But if he doesn't go, who replaces him?
I'm guessing that Malik Harrison on first down only, because he'll be okay between the tackles. Then after that, I think it'll be a combination of, I don't know what DB, but a combination of nickel, dime, and all that type of stuff will be there. Because, Bob, when you look at it, they throw the ball a lot, much more than they run it. So, I mean, against the Bengals, they threw it like 36 times.
Now, they were playing from behind a lot of that game.
Yeah, but they don't – their offensive line is much better pass blockers than run blockers. Run blockers are not really knock you off the ball. They have two weaknesses in the offensive line, the center and the right guard. Bozeman and the right guard. Otherwise, everybody else is a first-round pick, and – they're much better in pass protection than they are run blocking. And that's why, you know, if Travis Jones, we need Travis Jones to play tonight. And he hadn't been practicing much. But Washington thought he had a hell of a game. Broderick, he played well, played extremely well. So, I mean, Broderick can fill in. But then, you know, then the rotation, that's going to be the thing. I mean, they're going to try to run it and see, but I don't know that they're going to have a ton of success. The only way they're going to have success if Simpson stinks it up like he did last week, because Simpson played poorly against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and we don't need any more of that nonsense on national TV against the LA Chargers. Ravens 2.5-point favorites, according to ESPN Bet. Also heard in the opening of the show, Todd Monken, Ravens offensive coordinator, talking about the Chargers' red zone defense versus the Ravens' red zone offense, and you've got kind of a battle of strengths here between the two.
Yeah, and like Todd said, the equalizer is Lamar. I mean, that's the difference. And I would imagine that Derwin James, a lot of his stuff, what he's going to be responsible for is Lamar Jackson, I would imagine. I mean, Derwin James plays like Kyle Hamilton plays, mostly like up, blitzing, doing all that. That's kind of what Derwin James does. So, yeah, is it going to be – it's going to be interesting to see how they do it. But I like all the weapons the Ravens have, and I like them running right at them again, Bob, because the Charger linebackers are fast. Derwin James is fast. Going east-west, I don't think is – the prudent move. I think Henry, downhill, baby, just run right at those guys. But the thing is they got some big hogs, you know, up there in front that do a good job, usually taking two, and then their linebackers run free, and their linebackers can run, is what they can do.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's game day. Ravens taking on the Chargers tonight in L.A., 8:15 kickoff. You can watch it on ABC here locally, which is Channel 2. So you get it on the local affiliate. Chargers, they won 4 in a row, 5 of 6. Ravens coming off a tough loss at Pittsburgh last Sunday. Both teams in second place in their respective divisions. So playoff seeding ramifications are there. I mean, the Ravens, you got Philly looming next week.
Yeah.
You don't want to have a two-game losing streak. Take it on the hottest team in football coming to town. And for the Chargers, maybe it's a litmus test game to prove that they are, in fact, for real, and maybe a team to watch once we get into January.
Yeah, and I think for the Chargers, you know, they're going to get the exposure on Monday night. And that's the big thing for them is are they – for real or not for real? I mean, the Ravens have had a lot of these games. You know, Denver, were they for real or not for real? You know, when the Ravens played them. I mean, a lot of teams come in, all right, we're going to find out against the Ravens if they're for real. And a lot of the ones that have come in to do that lately, they haven't gone home smiling.
And we'll see. Ravens usually don't put up two stinkers in a row, but then again, they did start the season 0-2. Any predictions, concerns for tonight's game, get in. 410-583-1057. We'll take your score. You win nothing. It's just about sharing your opinion. And I'm assuming if you're calling this show, it's an educated opinion at that. Terps yesterday in Newark, New Jersey, coming from behind, down 14 in the first half to stun Villanova. Granted, this is not Villanova's top team. Matter of fact, they were 3-3 coming into the game. They had already lost to Columbia, St. Joe, among others. But Maryland overcoming, improvising, adapting. Derek Queen, Julian Reese both had double-doubles in the front court, hitting threes in crucial situations, what they have not done in the last couple of years. And what, you know, you've seen so far, like outside of Marquette, they've been feasting on teams they should be feasting on. Since it is Thanksgiving week, that was an unintentional kind of thing there. But I like the athleticism of this ball club, Nolan. I like the press. I mean, can you do 40 minutes of hell, old school Nolan Richardson, John Thompson style? Gary Land used to like to get on you from time to time. Gary Williams, if he had to play zone, he was yelling at somebody. So I like the athleticism. I like the depth. Why not ride it out? I mean, Bucknell's coming up, but Big Ten season, they got a couple of games coming up in conference within the next week or so.
Right, and that was one of my big takeaways, what you just said, especially early on, because Maryland was very sloppy with the ball themselves. Just errant passes, terrible turnovers, giving away free points. And then right around halftime, when they started kicking it into high gear offensively, they brought the defense as well, forced Villanova to start making some mistakes, coughing up the ball. So they brought them down to their level a little bit in that regard. And then you finally get both big men dominating at the same time. That was a big question for me, because if they could get that going, who knows what this team's capable of. Derek Queen, another phenomenal game. Only thing I'll say about him, showing a little bit of his rookie status, a little bit of his freshman status. Tried that fadeaway jumper in the second half, got it to go, and then kept trying to force it. He had a couple more.
I mean, his foot was still on the ground when he buried that jumper, by the way. But the kid Dixon for Villanova, he was incredible.
Yesterday. 43?
Yeah, he was a one-man gang. He was just giving – he missed the eventual, could have been game-winning three. But spirit of game, it's a resume win, depending on how Villanova either gets it together or flatlines. But it's something you don't want to lose and overcome a deficit. Good win for Maryland. Derek Queen's court vision is incredible. By the way, I mean, passing from the high post and in the paint, it was pretty impressive to watch. So a win there. Maryland football, however.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the game, I'm not going to lie. But I built up some equity, so I'm going to give myself a victory lap. I had season tickets for 13 years. I spent a couple hundred dollars a year on Maryland apparel. There's nobody at the game. Nobody. Did you see it? The M was empty.
I saw that.
Was empty, and Iowa just ran all over the Turtles. Yep. And senior day, I don't want to say they didn't try because that would be unfair. Billy Edwards got his hat handed to him a couple of times, but 24.5-point dogs at Penn State. And at this late stage of the game, no trap games.
No.
Nittany Lions, and there's always kind of this, Loxley and Franklin were on the same staff with Ralph, and Franklin was going to be the coach in waiting for Ralph. And then we all know Edwards hired Randy Etzel, et cetera, et cetera. I see Penn State running up the score against Maryland Saturday at 3:30.
Yeah, I don't disagree one bit with you, Bob. You know, I mean, Penn State, they eked out to Minnesota. In my opinion, that was always going to be a tough game going up there. And Minnesota plays good at home. Penn State lucked out, kind of. And I mean, they found a way to win it, and they won. And now, yeah, I think it's hammer time on Saturday.
I'm right there with you. If you want to get in, talk about that, you can at 410-583-1057. There are some crazy games in the NFL yesterday as well. Ton of upsets in college football. We'll address as much as we possibly can, but it's game day. Ravens, 2.5-point favorites at the Chargers tonight. Is that an appropriate spread? Can the Ravens bounce back after that debacle in Pittsburgh last week? When Lamar won his first MVP back in 2019, that year, Lamar led the league in touchdown passes.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens became the best rushing offense in the history of the National Football League, a record that had held for, 40 years? the old Patriots back with Grogan and Sam Bam Cunningham and those guys in the late 70s. But I guess after a while, things get a little stale and a change is needed. And I guess as the Ravens kind of flatline as a passing offense, Greg Roman and John Harbaugh decided a mutual parting of the ways would be best. Todd Monken's been in. Lamar won another MVP. He's having an MVP season, 2024. The question is, Greg Roman understands what Zach Orr's defense is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Probably knows their weaknesses better than anyone. How's he going to exploit said weaknesses tonight? We'll get to the keys next hour, but I'm thinking Greg Roman is licking his chops over tonight's matchup.
Well, I think he's probably excited. And then, like when Cordell was in here last week, because he goes out to the press conferences, Bob, and he talked about when Lamar was asked about G-Ro, there was a pause to start, you know, because he had to think of what he wanted to say. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, G-Ro. It was like, you know, because he probably wanted to say that that a-hole, you know, he didn't really help. He helped me out a little bit, but he didn't give me any opportunity to do anything. He's egomaniac. He had to call every play and do what I tell you to do and don't do anything else kind of thing.
You think the animosity's to that level?
With Lamar?
Versus Roman?
I think there's definitely animosity there, Bob, just because of... I think Lamar probably feels like he held him back because G-Ro probably needed to go. I mean, we were talking about it the year before that, you know, Lamar had kind of outgrown G-Ro's offense. That was the biggest problem. And if I'm Lamar, I'm probably saying, yeah, you held me back. And look at now, I'm the conductor now.
But. And by the way, I'm not defending Greg Roman,
mm-hmm.
who did it. I thought they made the playoffs pretty much every year he was here. And yeah, playoff game last year against Kansas City. Greg Roman was nowhere near that stadium.
Nope.
That was Todd Monken.
Mm-hmm.
So we can sit here and say that Greg Roman limited things. It's not like they had the greatest receiving core of all time.
But that was G-Ro didn't want them. G-Ro wanted blockers. Trust me, I know for a fact that G-Ro, he would be given the top 50 offensive players to rank. And the bottom five all the time were the receivers. He didn't think receivers were important.
All right. Well, all I'm saying is I would think Greg Roman's going to be motivated tonight mm-hmm. against the worst pass defense in football.
Oh, no doubt.
With Ladd McConkey. And Quentin Johnston now playing like a first-round draft pick. They have a quarterback that can, air quote, make all the throws. He's not limited in the pocket. He can do some things. I think the Ravens are going to win. Spoiler alert, we'll do our picks later. But I'm not sitting back thinking this game's going to be over by the third quarter like a game 5 years ago tonight, Monday Night Football, which we'll talk about during the whip around.
Now, Bob,
there's going to be a lot of motivated dudes on that side of the football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially J.K., I would imagine. The thing that I see a lot, Bob, is with their offense, Chargers offense, I see the Buffalo Bills, kind of when the Ravens were getting ready to play the Bills. Because when you look at it, are you really afraid of any of the receivers? You know, I mean, the Bills had rookie receivers. You know, Keon good tight end.
And
you
know, he's
they had a better running back than the Chargers have. Quarterback, Josh Allen, Herbert. Herbert can run. You know, I mean, last week, first half, he was the dominant runner. I mean, he's the one that got them off. They were up 24-6 at the half, and then never scored another point again. So I see a lot of similarities between Chargers, Bills offense. Although the Chargers offensive line, Bill's offensive line might have been better run blockers. These guys are better pass blockers, and that's probably why they throw it so much.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens have lost to who? The Browns and Raiders this year, right?
Yep.
Buffalo's won how many in a row?
Quite a few.
Yeah, and Chargers won four in a row. Mm-hmm. It's where are you in this point in time? And coming up at 8:15 tonight, they're in L.A. taking on the Chargers. It's the Harbowl. If you have predictions for the game, you're on the phones. Hang tight. We'll get you when we come back. It's Vinny at 80-105-7. The Fed Terps win yesterday, coming from behind to beat Villanova. Okay, baby steps, but it's a win nonetheless. Maryland football, you. And crazy, how about down in D.C.? If I, what's it, Seibert, Finkel, Einhorn? Oh, I would have got on the PA system and apologized to everyone in the stadium after my day yesterday. I'm guessing because Roquan Smith's availability is sketchy, to say the least. Oh, probably yeah. Not playing at all. So, Vinny, let me ask you this. It's Vinny at 80-105-7, the Fed, Bobby, Eddie Vizcarrado, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Predictions for the game. We're taking them when we come back in about 30 seconds. But difference between a safety or a linebacker being the green dot guy? How does it affect anything, if at all?
Well, the only thing is if you're the linebacker, it's easy for you because you're in the middle. You can communicate with the dudes up front and behind. All right, Kyle's in the back, you know, but he does play a lot of linebacker type stuff. And he's a really, it's not going to affect him at all because he's been doing it, like he said, for 12 weeks. He's a super smart kid. He did it at Notre Dame. And I remember at the rookie minicamp, he's wearing the green dot. You know, so that's what they feel of Kyle Hamilton. And when he was wearing the green dot last week, there was no bust. There was no issues. I mean, it looks like especially with Adarius out there and stuff, the communication's excellent. You know, now with Simpson he doesn't have, you know, where a lot of times during the games, you see Roquan helping Simpson. That is going to be more of a bigger thing than Kyle Hamilton wearing a green dot, I think.
8:15 kickoff. Ravens 2.5-point favorites over under, according to ESPN Bet. 50.5. So some points on the board as the odds makers see it. Yeah. What do you think, everybody? Let's get out to the phones. We will go to North Baltimore, and get Bags. Bags, what's up?
Hey, Bob, Denny, how you guys doing?
Hey, good. Bags, how you going, man?
I'm well. A couple things. First off, with regard to I wanted to get Vinny's take when the Ravens played Pittsburgh. I meant to call him last week, mm-hmm. and I'm hoping. And I noticed that Lamar, for whatever reason, was so reminiscent of the Kansas City game. Lamar was just so reticent to take off in the pocket because he was back there 3, 4, 5 seconds, and there had to be all kinds of lanes he could have taken advantage of.
And there was open receivers. There was open receivers, too.
Really? I see that. I don't have the luxury of looking at the film, but yeah. I'm like screaming. I mean, they've all got to be way down the field. So if he breaks that initial line, he'll be running forever. I'm hoping.
I'm betting tonight that 8-plus runs tonight for Lamar.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Second question, especially in light of the fact that they got rid of Jackson, obviously not for this year, but potentially for next year. What's your thoughts, Vinny, about switching TJ Tampa to safety?
Yes, I've been all for that. Because at Iowa State, when I watched this film, he plays a lot down in there anyhow, but he runs 4.52. The deep speed was the thing that shows up on him. But he's got length. He'll hit. He's got ball skills and awareness. I thought he'd be a perfect safety.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Vinny at 80-105-7, the Fed. Ravens favorite at the Chargers. Chargers second place behind the Chiefs in the West. Ravens second place behind the Steelers in the North. All sorts of zaniness going on yesterday, which we will get to. Shiloh, West Baltimore. Shiloh, what's up?
Hey, Vinny and Bob, thanks a lot for taking my call. Hey, Vinny, look, I think we got I'm a little bit under the weather, I'm going to try. I think we got an advantage, right, on the passing game as far as, I heard you say you wasn't scared of receivers, right?
You're right.
And all that personnel we got, Vinny, we got three tight ends, actually. We got multiple receivers, four running backs, if you count Lamar. Now, Vinny, here's what we got to do, Vinny, right? We got to prove to ourselves who we are, right? Now, the four games we lost, we know we ain't supposed to lost those games, right? Now you got big brother against little brother. But last time I checked, the two times they played, I think John Harbaugh's undefeated against John Harbaugh, right?
Yep.
Now, hey, Green, let me just say this real fast. Look, it's your OC against my OC, your DC, against my DC, right? But this is a game It's a make a statement game. Now, I like what they did last week against the Steelers. You put that with what we did against like Denver or Buffalo. I think, Rain, that we can run away with this, but it's not going to be an easy walk. But you got to make a statement tonight. You need no more losses in the AFC. You're going to be on prime time, right? But we know what we could have did last week. That's over with. At the end of the day, Vinny, I say go over there, right? Go over to L.A., make a statement, but stick to your game, right? Let me ask you a question, Vinny. When they have Henry in the, when they have a car back there with Henry, is Henry more successful with a car or without a car? I'm going to let you answer.
Well, I don't know what the stats prove out, but I think him leading up inside is not a bad thing. You know, to have that 300-pound fullback type guy. I think he's done it both ways. It all depends. You know, if the O-line is blocking up front, hey, have at it. Yeah, so having Ricard in there, it's all right, too.
What did the Chargers film show you in regards to stopping the run? Like Cincinnati's the best rushing team in football, let's be honest here, but still. Do they create problemos possibly for the Ravens there?
Well, they have two big dudes up front, Bob, nose tackle and D tackle. And they do a good job of taking two. And then letting their linebackers, you know, Henley, he's pretty number zero. And Perryman, I don't know if Perryman's playing. He was been on the injury report, did not practice all week long. So I don't know if Perryman's going to play. But they're undersized guys, Bob, that can really run. And if the big dudes, if the Ravens O-line can combo up, that's going to be the big thing. If they can combo up and get on the linebackers, he's going to have some creases to run in.
Let's get back to the phone. 410-583-1057. It's the number. It's game night. Well, game day into the night. You get it. Baltimore game day at Center, by the way, tonight at the Green Turtle in Owings Mills, brought to you by Rice Mirthapasaurus. We start at 5 o'clock. Inside Access, as a matter of fact, will be there starting at 2. Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Vinny and Bob, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
And not much, man. Hey, Cordell ain't there today, man. He was Thursday when I called, man. He's filling in for you, man. He was talking a lot of trash, talking about it was going to be a puffy pants game last night, man. You know, his Commanders was going to run the table with the Cowboys and all that, man. You see that, man? We ain't done. Everybody thought the Cowboys was tanking, you know. But we got some fighting.
Well. Ravens play tonight. Enough of this weed.
Yeah, I know.
You're 3-9. Come on.
3-9. They 4-7.
Whatever. Feels like 3-9.
Get some respect.
All right.
You know, if they went out, man, they get that 7th seed. And I don't think many teams want to see the Cowboys, man, in the playoffs, man. We get that 7th seed. We'd be hot with Cooper Rush playing like he's playing. And he outplayed Jaden Daniels yesterday, too. You know, missed the 2 interceptions. He's the Walmart version of Lamar Jackson, man. You know, that guy's all hype, man. But, I'm done crapping on that, man. About the night, right? I'm a little nervous, man. We, you know, they traveling across to the West Coast and everything, man. And I know J.K. and Gus going to be out for blood, man. They're going to try to feed them a lot, run the ball a lot, man. But it's then Roquan out in there. So it's just, man, like our offense cannot make mistakes like they did last week against the Steelers, though, man. You know, and that goes for Tucker, too, man. You got to make these kicks. Make these kicks, man. Lamar, you got to make these passes, make these throws. And if you got an open field, run the damn ball, Lamar. Just run the ball, you know. Stop trying to be cute, man, and show the world that you can, you know, you're a passing quarterback. You can stay in the pocket and everything like that, you know. So, but my prediction is I say 27-20. I mean, I know the Chargers got a good defense and all. But I seen the Bengals put some points up on them last week and gave them a run for their money, though. So it should be an interesting game, man.
All right, the Bengals scored like 5 straight times. The second half, they scored every time.
They were getting blown out. Chargers had to pull it out at the end. I saw a funny meme on the interweb, Nolan, said the Bengals lost the bye week 35-34. Yeah. Gave up a touchdown at the end. If you're on the phone, take tight your prediction for the Ravens and Chargers. 410-583-1057 is the number. We've got A.J. Gersh from Fox 45, local kid, he'll be joining us. Talk about tonight's matchup as the Ravens look to get that eighth win with Philly looming. You don't want to be on a two-game losing streak with Philadelphia, the hottest team in football, coming to town next week. And then you go to the bye, and you'd have to stew on a three-game winning streak, even though the Giants are coming in, whip around 11, 15 tons going on in the world of sports over the weekend. And Vinny's keys the victory. Ravens, can they bounce back? They are favored. We're talking about it here on The Fan. As the minutes tick away, but you got the Chargers led by J.K. Dobbins, 726 yards rushing, 8 touchdowns. He's kind of the dude because Gus Edwards missed a bunch of time. He's the only person on the Chargers team, and we'll get to the stats later, that's rushed for over 200 yards on the season. Only person. Gus Edwards is averaging 3.6, $1.95 on the year.
Yeah, and Herbert, you know, big reason in that Cincinnati game, he rushed for like 50 yards in the first half, and he moved the sticks, you know, and you got to account for him, just like Josh Allen. I mean, he's not going to be the physical runner Josh Allen is, but he's a big dude that can run, and he can get some yards. So you gotta have your defense has got to prep for him to run the football also.
All right, let's hear what the people have to say. Ravens 2.5-point favorites tonight. Big game for both teams. Both teams playoff hopes. Maybe still chasing division supremacy. Ravens win tonight. They're a half game out of first because the Steelers lost at Cleveland Thursday night. Chargers are still chasing Kansas City, but Kansas City, they just win.
Yeah.
Not pretty. They're not thumping anybody, but they're just winning, and they're stacking, and I guess that's all that matters. Let's go to Brian in Owings Mills. Brian, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Hey, man, I just want to say this. Benny, you're right about the two interior tackles. They're really good, man. But if you could run an outside, which I think the Ravens will, they'll have success, and then later on those guys will tire out and just run it right at them. Those linebackers, they don't want to hit Henry. But let me just say this.
They weigh 220, those linebackers.
They do, but when you get enough of playing Henry, man, I'm telling you, it's not even going to matter what their weight is, Benny. I'm telling you, man, they get tired, especially when you got to chase this guy around. He's fast. Don't get it twisted because of his size, man. It's not even Jamal Lewis was like that. He might be so. It's just like watching two mirror images. But I want to spend time on this, and I'm done with this, man. Harbaugh, I don't care. At the point at the end of the year, dude needs to win it all. If not, you know, have a nice life. You know, Ravens, because you've wasted Lamar. He's what, 20? He's about the same age as my son, 27, 6 years in this guy's career, or whatever, in his prime. Nah, man, he got to go. And Bill, everybody keeps talking about Bill going to Dallas, Bill going to Jacksonville. No, we're going to end it here in Baltimore. Bring him back here. Bring Bill here. Went to lived in Annapolis. Yeah, this would be it. Because he was like the girl that got away, because remember when he was the Cleveland Browns coach. So that would be a great fitting for him and us. And Lamar to get a couple of championships with him. Y'all have a good one.
Brian still wants John Harbaugh gone. By the way, you're about to learn something, Brian. Bill Belichick's first ever job in the NFL was with the Baltimore Colts in 1975. He was an assistant for Ted Marchibroda. Now you learn. There you go. He was already here. Then went off on a nomadic career, which led him to the Hall of Fame. But yes, the Annapolis connection is there. But John Harbaugh's not getting fired.
No.
Just stop. It's not out. You can wish, you can want. You can't wish and want things into existence oftentimes, or we'd all get what we wanted. Let's get out to the phones. Go to Chris in Baltimore. Chris, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I have two questions and one suggestion. One, I would suggest and hope that they play Trenton Simpson more. I was happy to see Adisic Isaac get in a game last week. He did well. Two, do you believe who has a better play calling between Greg and,
Todd Monken.
Monken, thank you. And is it good to try to run to the right side instead of always running to the left side? And that's all for me. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. Enjoy the game tonight.
Running left or right, I think they probably prefer to – why they like to run left is – they pull Falele a lot, or they pull the center a lot also. Running right, Rosengarten is not yet a knock-you-off-the-ball kind of guy. So they have the strongest side would be the left, more so than with Falele and Rosengarten, at least this year.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to Minnesota. It's Sean. Sean, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Excellent. You know, I wanted to say, I get it that it's, you know, OC versus DC in individual battles when it comes to football. However, that said, I feel like there's something to be said about going up against your older brother. It's real tough to beat your older brother. Even when you can, there's just something psychologically there about going up against your older brother. And I feel like, in a way, besides the obvious Jim Harbaugh being the younger sibling to John, if you look, I mean, there are 16 players and coaches and staff, et cetera, that are highly motivated to win this game over there in LA Chargers, all of them formerly coming from over here. But that said, we're still the big brother of that whole, you know, that whole movement over there. So I feel like the Ravens eke this one out psychologically more so than, and it's going to be a dogfight. So, you know, 27-24.
Yeah, take it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a dogfight too. I mean, you got two teams that are similar. Well, coaching staffs, similar minds, what they want to do. They want to play physical, run the ball.
But to Sean's point, if the game's close, final 2 minutes, is Jim Harbaugh going to think about John giving him a wedgie?
No.
That's going to be the advantage in the outcome of the game?
No. No. And the game is going to be determined on the field. If the Ravens have 12 penalties, 3 turnovers, and 2 missed field goals, they're going to lose again. I mean, it is what it is. But if they don't turn the ball over and they make all their kicks and have 6 penalties or less, Ravens are going to be fine.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, preview the game with A.J. Gersh from Fox 45. He's a local kid. He's in the area, and he's ready to talk some football. Ravens, Chargers, Baltimore 2.5-point favorites there. Whip around 11-15. Tons happening in the world of sports over the weekend locally. Had Maryland beating Villanova, coming from behind to do so. Maryland football, they're 4-7. They're done when it comes to being bowl eligible. Now they go to Penn State. It seems like sacrificial lambs. Saturday at 3:30. Other things happen. Hey, Austin Hayes was non-tendered by the Phillies. Would you bring him back? You know, first half of 23, Austin Hayes is exactly what the Orioles need. Right-handed stick, plus defender, got a little pop. But that was a year and a half ago. So what are we doing? Hey, for a guy that loses trades, apparently, Mike Elias won that one. So take a victory lap. Dominguez, who's going to be a prominent part of the bullpen, Austin Hayes, maybe comes back to Baltimore. Who knows?